Hey, it's Gabe. I want to recommend a podcast I think you'll enjoy called What Could Go Right. On What Could Go Right, the hosts, Progress Network founder Zachary Carabel and executive director Emma Varva Lucas, sit down with expert guests to discuss the world's most pressing issues. They look back at how far society has come and look forward to what it will take to achieve a brighter future. If you're looking for a weekly dose of optimistic ideas from smart people, listen to What Could Go Right wherever you get your podcasts.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, everybody. I'm Eves, and you're tuned into This Day in History class, a show where we travel back in time one day at a time. Today is January 19th, 2020. The day was January 19, 1977. U.S. President Gerald Ford pardoned Iva Toguri Dakino, a Japanese-American broadcaster, more than two decades after she was released from prison. Dakino, also known as Tokyo Rose, had been convicted of treason for aiding Japan during World War II. Tokyo Rose was actually the name that Allied service people gave women who broadcasted on Japanese propaganda radio. Dakino became synonymous with the label Tokyo Rose, but there were many broadcasters who worked to demoralize Allied soldiers, sailors, and Marines in the Pacific. Dakino grew up in Los Angeles. In 1941, months before the Pearl Harbor bombing and the U.S.'s entry into World War II, she went to Japan to take care of her sick aunt. She left with an identification card, but no passport. While in Japan, she went to the U.S. Vice Consul to get a passport, saying she wanted to go back to the U.S. Her application was sent to the State Department, but before her passport was issued, the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor. Dakino was stuck in Japan during the war. There, she refused to bow to Japanese pressure to renounce her U.S. citizenship and become a Japanese citizen. She attended a Japanese language and culture school, and she worked for the Domai News Agency. But Japan would not grant her a food ration card, and it was hard to make ends meet. In late 1943, she began working as an announcer and DJ for Radio Tokyo's propaganda broadcast. At the time, Allied prisoners of war were forced to broadcast propaganda. Dakino started broadcasting on a program called The Zero Hour, under the name Orphan Anne. She was one of many women who spoke American English and announced for these propaganda broadcasts, which were sent out to U.S. troops. They made statements designed to lower troops' morale, played popular songs, and broadcast news. She made a reported 150 yen, or $7 per month. Army analysis determined that the propaganda broadcasts did not have a negative effect on troop morale. but their supposed concern with Daikino was the fact that she seemed to have intelligence on U.S. ship and troop movements based on her broadcasts. After the Japanese surrendered in 1945, reporters found out about her broadcasts and interviewed her. After gaining notoriety for her press and becoming associated with the moniker Tokyo Rose, U.S. authorities arrested and questioned her. She claimed that she never called herself Tokyo Rose in her broadcasts, which was true. There was no evidence that any broadcaster even called themselves Tokyo Rose. U.S. military occupiers released her after detaining her for a year, since they did not have evidence that she committed crimes against the U.S. But the case against Daikino was reignited when she requested a U.S. passport again, and veterans groups and broadcaster Walter Winchell spoke out against her return and alleged crimes. The U.S. Justice Department reopened her case. She was arrested for treason, sent to San Francisco, and put in county jail. Her trial started in 1949. During the trial, she said that she had never made disloyal statements and that she had even tried to thwart the broadcast's effectiveness by including double meanings. Still, she was convicted on a single count of treason for speaking, quote, into a microphone concerning the loss of ships. Daikino was the only woman who broadcasted for Radio Tokyo who was known to be an American citizen. She was sentenced to 10 years in prison and a $10,000 fine. She served 6 years and 2 months of her sentence and was released early for good behavior. The government tried to deport her, but she resisted those efforts. She ran a grocery store and gift shop in Chicago and sought a pardon with persistence. She maintained that she even secretly gave food and medicine to Allied POWs in Japan. Though she had a lot of detractors, there were also people who supported her and were skeptical of the government's case. Journalist Ron Yates of the Chicago Tribune found out that two former Radio Tokyo employees who testified against Daikino at trial had perjured themselves under pressure from U.S. officials. A 60 Minutes special on the case premiered in 1977. On January 19th of that year, President Ford pardoned her on his last full day in office, and her citizenship was restored. Daikino died in 2006 at age 90. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. Send your best history memes to us at TDIHC Podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Email still works. Send us a note at thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.